Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, sisters and brothers. It's the time to rise, and let's take a moment to enjoy the word. I am Evangelist Von Dumas with Tri-Anointed Ministries. We're here to minister to the body, not the flesh, but to your spirit and your soul, and to the parts of you that needs to hear from the Lord. Through the Spirit is where we're trying to go through. We're trying to get over the fact of just hearing from God through your mind, listening to God with your five senses. And we're going beyond that, and we want to listen to God through the Spirit. Hallelujah! How is that? We want to build a relationship with God through prayer, where you can begin to hear God with a spiritual perception. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're able to hear God with a spiritual perception, not just with our mental capacities. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, how are you out there? I hope everyone has rested well. Wonderful. I'm glad to see that you're in the presence of the living. We thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to start with our scripture, and we're just going to chat a little bit, and then we're going to get into the word, and we're chatting. And then, of course, we want to offer an invitation to the Lord, and let's just see what we do, what God has for us today. So let's start with our scripture. Excuse me. Our scripture comes from Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Deuteronomy 31, excuse me, and 6. Also, just want to share with you that God is good. He has got me back up on my feet. I have been down with the flu for the last several days here, but hallelujah, still going forth, still doing the work of the Lord. So I say that to say this, that there are still coughs that are still coming and some sniffles and at this point, the dry throat. So I have me something, excuse me, I have water that helped us along on part one of this segment. I also have added to it this time some tea to help us through on this segment because the word must go forward. The word must go forward. So excuse me, but we're going to go through with the word, okay? All right, so everyone have their sword. You don't go to battle without your sword. So make sure that you have your sword. Even if you're just waking up in the middle of the night, you should also have a sword somewhere always close to you there. And then also remember that your pen and paper you want to have close to you. God gives us words and answers to prayers and things of what he wants you to do today. Sometimes in our dreams or sometimes as we early mornings is a good time. And when you're just waking up, he has something that he has to say. It's good to have that pen and pad close to you on your nightstand, somewhere close to you. You say, well, I don't have a nightstand. You know what? You can just set it under your bed. Where you'll just be able to, anywhere that's easily accessible to you when you hear the word of God from your spirit. And especially for those that are now starting to begin to hear from God through their spirit and do something about it, do what he's asking us to do, and not just hearing from God just through our listening with our minds, which is, you know, our five senses, which we have a lot of times become accustomed to. We've become accustomed to listening with our minds, relying on our five senses, because that's what the world around us tells us, that that's what we are to do, and that we're something wrong with us if we do not do those things. So we teaching ourselves. We're teaching ourselves how to change our minds, how to change our emotions, how to retrain our soul and our will. Those are all of the things that we're going to be focusing on today. So again, we're at Deuteronomy, and we're at 31 and verse 6. It says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Let's read it one more time. Put your situation in this verse now. And let's even add the name. Be strong, Evangelist Vaughn. Be courageous, Evangelist Vaughn. Where's your courage? Do not be afraid, Evangelist Vaughn. Do not be terrified because of them. Who is your them? Because of your enemies. Because of that position that you don't know if you're going to be able to do, but in your spirit it just keeps telling you that you should apply for this. It says, do not be afraid. Do not be terrified. Don't be terrified that that spouse is going to walk out if you begin to read your word on a daily basis. Don't be terrified that that spouse is not going to understand when you come home and say, I'm a new creature in Christ. Don't be terrified. He said, do not be afraid. It don't say that you go in there and antagonize, but it says, do not be afraid. Do not be terrified. It must be a, show courage. Have a courageous spirit. Amen? Amen. And it tells us why. Why we should be strong and courageous. Why? Thank you, Lord. It says, because I, the Lord your God, I am going with you. I go with you. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. When we tell our babies, we're trying to get them to branch off and maybe just walk a little piece without us, or just go right there and play. I'm going to be here. We make sure that we encourage them and we let them know that we mean what we say when we say, we're not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm going to be right here. I'll be here. I'm not going to leave you. And that's the same thing that the Holy Spirit is saying to us now. Jesus gives us in his word. He said, you can be courageous. Don't be afraid. Because I'm never going to leave you. I'm always here with you. And I'm never going to forsake you. So we can take courage just by the word. But if you didn't know that, you know, God did not give us the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. But of a strong mind. The enemy tries to destroy our minds. Set us up with anxiety attacks. Set us up with all kind of tricks. But he said he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of a strong mind and love, and we should be able to conquer things. And we're going to get closer on our walk with conquering things through our prayer life. So that's what we're talking about today, our prayer life, just going deeper into prayer. Because when we go closer into prayer, things change, things happen. Doors are open for us. We can make a difference in our life. We can see things that our carnal eyes couldn't see. We begin to even look at ourselves different because now we're looking at a new creature. And sometimes you're passed by the mirror very fast and you catch a glance and you have to stop and just go back and look again just to see, look at me. And it'll make you reminisce, and you may have to think, you know, I remember it wasn't too long ago when I was down on my sickbed and didn't know how to come out. I didn't know if I was getting up. The doctor said, actually giving me up. But now look at me, you know. Now look at me. Or you may have to look at yourself and say, you know, I remember I was so depressed because of the loss of that loved one that I didn't see how I was going to be able to go on. I couldn't find my purpose again. But now look at me. You know, and the same way that you started with the getting to find Christ and he led you to him, through him, he wants to lead you to his comfort. He wants to lead you to his peace. He wants to lead you to his understanding, that is, understanding beyond all understanding, understanding people won't be able to believe. And they know that it had to be him. So it is prayer. We have tools to develop our spiritual perception. I was speaking earlier about because we get so consumed in the world, and even those of us who are have been saved for years and years or are on this walk with the Lord, whatever it is, sometimes you get so consumed that you actually, you let some of your tools slip. And if your tools slip, if you drop a tool and you don't pick it up, you're only halfway there. You're kind of tool-less. So our tools, and I do apologize. Before we do that, let's never start without just starting with prayer. Because you don't want to hear from Evangelist Vaughn. You want God to use me as a tool. You want him to use me as a vessel. And you want me to decrease so he can just blow up and increase. That's the word that's going to change your day. That's the word that's going to make a difference on your way. So, dear Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we come boldly to the throne of mercy. We come, dear Father, we put on our helmets of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shield of faith, the sword. We have a sword. It's the spirit. You are spirit. It's the spirit of your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we prepare our feet for our shoes of peace. Thank you, Jesus. We prepare our feet for the shoes of peace with your word, with our time with you in our prayer. And we pray for all of the saints and sinners alike. We pray for our families and friends near and far. We tell everyone that Jesus is love, that Jesus loves them. Dear Father, right now, we may be the only person today that extends an opportunity for them to come to know you, for them to know that you love you, to feel your love, to feel your sunshine on their face. So God, I ask you to be with each and every person that hears your word tonight, this morning, whether it's in the archives, in the chat room, or the ones that are live. God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins as we forgive those that sin against us, that those things may not stand in the way and hinder us from developing a prayer life with you. that nothing may stand in the way from us developing a spiritual perception with you. And we ask you to increase now, Jesus. May I, your servant, just decrease. May I, your daughter, decrease. Your word is for me also. Your word is for each and every one of us. I don't care how long we've been ministering. I don't care how big our congregations are. Your word is for us all. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for just speaking to your people, for changing lives right now through your word. Hallelujah, for extending your mighty salvation to those who do not know you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you just love the calm spirit that God just lays on us? Thank you for your anointing. I just thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So how is everything going in your life? Again, the call-in number, and we invite you to call in. Get involved in the word. We want to be involved in God's life. God is a good God. He wants to be involved in your life. The call-in number is 646-652-4916. And I remind you, if you want to call for prayer, I enjoy reading my emails. I enjoy coming on to the blog talk show and the messages that I've received here. A prayer. Excuse me, and all of the praise requests, the praise reports is just awesome. Just to see the manifestation of the things that is taking place, it's just God. It's just God because He is that. Just to see through your prayer request one day, and some the next day or the next week or the next month or even the next year, but the praise report that comes back in, whatever the situation was, all different situations from different people in all different cities and states around the world. I thank God for international word of mouth. I don't really know anyone international, but I get prayer requests, word of mouth. So I thank God for this. All different situations, many other same situations, different diseases, different domestic violence situations, different issues with marriages or your kids or on the job, whatever we go through, which is many a variety of things, to God said, I got it. You can bring that too to me. So it said we should bring all of our requests to the Lord. He said, you can bring that too to the Lord. And when we see the praise request, I just thank God. I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for being who He said He is. He said, I am. I am whoever you need me to be. You fill in the blank. What do you need? That's who I am. So we thank God for being the great I am in each and every one of our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to offer up some prayer requests that we have. You know, it's really something to I can really understand and to be on a job and not be happy or know that this is not for you or to not click and you're waiting and you know that it's something that God has for you and you don't know exactly what it is and so now you start to get a little impatient and you start to just seeking out on your own and saying maybe it's time for me to leave, but you know you're overqualified and or at least for half of the jobs that you're applying for, but nothing and no one is calling you back. That's one of the situations with one of our young ladies today. that is on the prayer, her prayer request, Melissa. Melissa is in a situation where she needs to hear from the Lord. She needs to hear from the Lord about her decision. And we're going to pray right now for Melissa. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for Melissa. I thank you, dear Father, that your child know that whatever the situation is and where she's at, it's because that's where she needs to be right now. She came to this position because you brought her to this position. You allowed her, even if it was a choice that at the time wasn't for you, you allowed this position, and now she's here, and she's been diligently here. But, dear Father, she's seeking answers, and you see the troubles that she's going through in this position. It's a high position, but it's still, it's not where she know this is not where she needs to be. You see the ones that try to come against her. Hallelujah. The ones that are over her and under her. Opposition come is being thrown at her from all directions. And dear Father, I know that you see inside of her household that even now her husband's getting a little tired. And her hours are changing, and they're not spending time, the quality time, and now she can see that even coming to kind of ravel. Not coming on loose, but just she can see it, and he's voicing things. And, oh, dear Father, we bring her before you, because you said we can bring all of these requests to you. So we bring her and her husband, her situation, that job, and all those that are against her and for, we lay it here at the throne of mercy. Oh, dear Father, and we ask that you just cover it and do what you need to do with it. That when we get up, dear Father, we don't take it with us any longer. That we truly leave it with you. And we've held on, she's held on this long, for a year, that she continued to just hold on. Because now we have it at the throne of mercy. And now we just hold on until your directions come through. Because nothing is going to work until we hear from you. And may Melissa, while she waits, may she learn to develop a spiritual perception. May the tools of prayer and reading the word, may she start to train her soul, her mind, her emotions, her will, how to keep focus only on you. And the situation will correct itself once she get you inside of her. Because you tell us, Jesus, that greater are you if you're within us than anything that comes against us in the world. So we thank you for that, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We stand on it. We believe your word. We believe not just some of your words, but every word. We believe that every word, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So if Melissa just continue to say these words, we thank you for her strength. Thank you for her decisions. You said the time will come when we will be in the valley of decisions. We thank you, dear Father, for opening up her spirit, that she now will not only be able to hear you with her listening, by listening to her mind, because it blocks your voice, and not only just hearing you and doing anything, but now that she'll be able to hear you, Jesus, and do something. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we give you praise We said, thank you, Jesus, and much love to you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for Melissa. We thank you, Jesus, for Monique. We come praying for Monique and her son, Michael, as they continue to seek your answers for different things in our life, for directions. Just from hearing you, just the choices, just getting a stronger relationship, but them just wanting to be stronger into you, but them wanting to be more involved with you. Dear Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we bring Michael and Monique to the throne of mercy. Dear Father, and we ask that you give them more, nudge on their heart, that they want to become more like you. Nudge on their hearts, that if they can get up and go to school and to go to work, that they can get up and go praise the Lord. Nudge on their heart to want to be around more people that are of you. Be with them and around them, dear Father. Develop a spiritual perception. Show them you. And in return, they will be able to see themselves in the way that you see them. We leave this at the throne in your darling son's name. Amen. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I truly thank you. And I ask for prayer for Lameka. Dear Father, we ask you to bless your daughter, Lameka. Dear Father, I ask you to show her who she is in your sight. Dear Father, I ask you to remove all things that she's ever heard from anyone, friend or foe, or family, that is negative in any way that would impact the way that she serves you, that would impact the way that she mothers, the impact the way that she would be a sister or a daughter, a friend, a leader, an usher, that would impact that, a wife. Hallelujah. 2009. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for breakthrough. I thank you, Jesus, for the vision that you show me. I thank you, Jesus, for the dull patches. I thank you, Jesus, that you're going to sharpen that vessel, that you're going to sharpen that vessel. We ask you to sharpen her, Jesus. Make her be the woman that you would have her to be. Remove anything that's out of her life that is not of you. Any hindrance, any shyness, anything that would mess with her gifts that you have given her. Move them out of the way, Jesus. Let this be starting in your timing. We say right now, Lord. But it's in your will when the timing is. You know how. We just bring it to you. And we just leave it in at that. You do how what you want to do, how you want to do it. We thank you, Jesus. God, I ask you to bless JD. Bless his mind. You said that it would be times that we're in the valley of decisions. And we're in those times, dear Father, peril times. And we ask you to stand beside him in these times as he continued to lead his family towards you. Dear Father, I know it's not easy being a head of a household. And head of a household who's not at a level that he's at with you, Jesus. But dear Father, don't let him fall down the ladder. Keep him strong. Give him strength where he's weak. Hallelujah. Bring Christian males into his life. Bring those. Let him want to seek those that have been where he's trying to get. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for his beautiful family. Oh, dear Father, I just thank you for the family that we can't see yet, but the beauty that you put on it. And whoa, if we think it's a beautiful family now, I just thank you, Jesus, for what it's going to be when you touch it, when you put your hands on it, when you put your blessings around it. I thank you, Jesus. I'm astonished about your love. Thank you, Jesus. God, I ask you to bless James. Blessing on James's life. Blessings, dear Father, for anything that the enemy may try to set before him to block him from his destiny. Dear Father, I know that he's going to save many people. It's going to be saved through his word. He just must find that spiritual perception. He must find those tools, prayer. He must find the tool of reading his Bible. He must find a way to retrain his soul. Find a way, God, to retrain his mind. Retrain his will. Retrain his emotions. He's such a strong-minded man that the enemy knows if he ever find out who he truly is, that he, like his siblings, would flourish, would bud, flourish the world, would make a difference in the world. We thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless his finances, his friends. 2009, I ask you to keep them all alive. We ask you, Father, that you don't have to move our stumbling blocks. Dear Father, but give him the strength to climb over some of these stumbling blocks, to go around and go through some of these valleys, to not get stuck, to not settle, to not put it off and procrastinate. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for my mother, my sisters, Dolores, Barbara, my mother, Miss Annie Pearl, for my brothers, WT, my brothers, Reggie, my brothers, DeConflin, and their families. We thank you, Jesus, for their wives, their children, their grandkids. We ask you to touch their minds, touch their hearts. Keep them in connection with you. Keep them, may they never go too far in anything that they do, that they lose their connection with you. We ask you, pray over me and my ministry. Pray over my mind. Pray over the leaders that is over me. I pray for Sister Linda Gray and all of the leaders and women in power. God, I pray over their direct leadership. I pray over my ministry, not just to try anointed, but I pray over the ministries that I'm working in. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we give you love and peace and power as we go forth in your word, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. As prayer requests come in, if we have time, we'll be more than happy to share. If we do not share, believe me, we still are praying with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We don't just say we're going to pray for you and not. We pray for you, and we love would love to pray with you. That's why we give out our number, because we love to pray with you. We want to teach you how to pray. The power of prayer. Again, our segment is the part two. It's building a relationship through prayer, the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Now, just to recap on some of part one, again, be sipping a little water every now and then. And that was now. All right, so we've already discovered that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So if we can get God in us, we will be greater because he is in us. We'll be greater than any issues that we are facing or tackling that's in the world. I said one more time. So greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So if we can get God in us through prayer, through the word, you're right. If we can get God in us, then we can be greater than any problem, issue that we are facing in the world. Now, I don't care that the world may tell us that it is unconquerable. The world may tell us it is uncurable. The world may tell us it is unlikely. The world may tell us it has never been done before. But that's when God tells you that I'm God. Why would we need God if he can do no more than the world, the man and woman of the world? He is the creator. We are his creatures. Now, through his son, Jesus Christ, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we now are not just servant, although we serve, but now we are members of the Holy Family. We have a lineage. We are members of the Holy Family. We are now his daughters, his sons, and he is our Holy Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's move on now. So now, remember the Bible tells us that people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So we don't want to be without knowledge. We want to make sure that we understand that. It's important that we are not without knowledge. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at Hosea 4 and 6. Let's turn that quickly if we can, okay? Remember the importance of just having your word with you, having that. This is your sword. Why do you need to know the word? It's your sword. We don't send any man to battle. And this country and many countries are in war. We don't send them to battle with no weapon. This is your weapon. Hallelujah. So that's why you need to know. In your time, when things come on you, you may not have time to run back and get to the phone. You're going to have to know the word for yourself. You're going to have to know how to call on the name of Jesus. You're going to want to know for yourself what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. So in our good times, while we're walking with our head up, let's go ahead and get the word. In our sad times, when we can barely see where we're walking with tears in our eyes, we still need to get the word if we haven't. All right. Hosea 4, 6. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priest. Because you have ignored the law of God, I also will ignore your children. Uh-oh, now this is not just affecting you now. This is now what you do. Could it be? Is it affecting your children? Well, if that's the case, how about your children's children? Hallelujah. This thing is affecting. You can look back in the Old Testament, and we'll go through that at another time, and just where from generation to generation, it was just each generation was getting worse and worse. You know, hiding in caves and doing different things. Well, you know, we're in 2009, but I'm sure every one of us, even in 2009, can look around at some family that you know, not that you've heard about, but that you know. Hallelujah. And you know generations of the same thing. The daddy cheated on his wife. The son is cheating on his wife. Now the grandson cheats on his wife. The great-grandson is doing the same thing to his wife. The daddy didn't take care of his kids, walked out of the house. So now it's passed down to 3 and 4 generations. The mother stood by and she gave all of hers up for someone else to raise. And so the daughter, when she got up, she had as many as she could and didn't think nothing about giving them up. And it's went on and went on. And now you're seeing that it's just happening again. The mother was in church, but always was raising hell. Now the daughter and the daughter's daughter and the daughter's daughter's daughter, still in that same church, that same building. Nobody prospering, no one growing in the Lord, no one growing in the Word, no one building a prayer life, no one going anywhere. Everyone still in that round circle, continuing, building a relationship, but not with Christ. Hallelujah! Because you're building a relationship at all times. I don't care who you talk to, whether it's negative words or positive words, you're building some type of relationship. Choose you this day who you will serve. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Remember, thank you, Lord Jesus. We have an audience. When we pray with God, when we developed our prayer life, we have an audience. We have an audience with the Lord. It's not just one-sided. We develop a prayer life that we hear from Him. And when He speaks softly in our ears, after we have retrained our emotions and our will, our mind, our soul, when prayer is a focus, is our all of our focus now is on prayer, on reading the Word. When prayer is the focus in your life, you become God-minded. So you're like an antenna catching frequencies. And boy, when God starts saying something, you just start picking it up immediately now. You can hear from the Word now. He can speak in His softest voice now. Hallelujah. And we'd be like Samuel. When Eli and they was trying to sleep and Samuel kept hearing the Word of the Lord and he kept just running back eagerly to Eli saying, did you call me? No, I didn't call you, said Eli. He'd go back to lay down again and he hear the Word of the Lord, and he eagerly run back. Now, he just hadn't got back into his little knapsack and just wasn't all the way in there. But let's visualize and let's look at it like, what if, I think he was probably already comfortable again. Had just got off into that sleep. You know, days was long, hard working. So he just got off into the groove of that, this is good. that sleep. And he hears it again. Somebody's calling me. And he jumps up with eagerness, regardless of how tired he is. He jumps up with eagerness, goes to the one that he's serving. Eli, did you call me? No, I did not call you, says Eli. But then Eli tells him, if you hear the voice again, this is where we're trying to get to. Sometimes we think we're hearing the man in the juke joint calling us. I know, I don't even know if there's such a thing as juke joints anymore. Kind of went back to my Color Purple days right now. We hear the man in the bar, and now everything, I guess, is a sports bar, calling our name, or we hear that new Jaguar calling our name. We hear that person that we think is our friend calling our name. We hear someone calling and we think it's the Jack Daniels. I didn't call you, said Jack Daniels, but okay if you're here. We hear the glass of wine calling our name, but it's really not that. And so we turn into drug addicts and alcoholics and adulterers and fornicators and liars and thieves and murderers, and it goes on and on and on and on, and procrastinators and whatever it is. And guess what? That's really not who was calling your name. We waste years and years of our life chasing a hopeless dream, chasing behind someone that we think, something that we thought was calling our name. Barbie has a new car, so I need to go get it. What are they going to say about me if I don't pull up in a new car? Everyone in the neighborhood now is building onto the house. What if I don't build onto the house? I tell you one thing. I have one brother. He loves doing things with his hands, and he just loves staying busy. And if his neighbors ever tried to keep up with the things that this man does, what a lost soul it would be. What a lost time. What a lost, worthless days they would spend. What a miserable life they would have. Because that's his desire. That's something inside of him. He can go and build decks on his home. That's his talent. We can't steal his talent. He just loves doing things. He loves building. He loves making things on his home. He loves doing things. He loves toys. Beautiful toys. Awesome toys. But it doesn't mean that the person next door is going to be able to afford or even need those toys. I'm not saying all toys are needs, but I'm just saying you cannot spend your life chasing behind hopeless dreams, because you will never, listen to me good, you will never, ever be fulfilled. You will not find satisfaction in someone else's dream. You're not going to find satisfaction trying to live someone else's life, because they have it doesn't mean that it's for you. Because they have got married before you, and it seems that you're always the bridesmaid, it doesn't mean that you're not. But you have first got to answer to he who is calling you. And you out there searching for your wife on your own is not answering to the call. Amen? Amen. So our first step to building a relationship through prayer
which, remember, we have to retrain our mind, our body, our will, our emotion. We have to use our tools, prayer and reading the word. We have to develop that spiritual perception so when we hear, don't listen with our mind, but hear with the spirit, we do something. We don't just hear it, but we do something. You got to start doing something. Hallelujah. And then we have to, that's when we will learn to have every day focus on the Lord. That's when we become God-minded. That's when we can hear, as that last drink you try to take, this is it. I don't want it anymore. That's when, as when I was a smoker years ago, even though I would still had cigarettes in my, in be right in front of me, I still said, I don't smoke. This is something that will not be holding me down. Because I knew that this too had to pass. I knew that, yeah, I had chose this and got myself in an addiction. And it took me years to dig my way out of it. But I knew that that wasn't who that was calling my voice. See, when I was a young girl, I thought that that's who was calling me. I thought that's who was calling my name. So I thought it was cool because my big sister did it and her friends just smoked. And I thought it looked cool. So I thought that's what was calling my name, to help me grow up, to look older, for this certain appearance. Others saw it on TV, and it was such a cool thing to have a drink and throw back a glass of wine. I remember the first time I used to see the people on TV drinking brandy, and they would have the little brandy glass, and they would just drink brandy, and it was just a little sip here, and they, you know, keep going. And now we're forget, I don't know what year it was, but for some years, somebody bought me and my husband a wine glass set. And I told him I wanted some brandy. I want brandy to go in this big old wine goblet. And he got some brandy, and I remember we sat around, and everything was just perfect as far as I thought. Again, chasing behind a voice I thought I was hearing, and I turned this brandy up, and the smell almost dropped me, but I went past that, still seeking, about the nastiest taste and stuff I had ever imagined, even to this day. I still don't drink. I just, nasty. But I was just shocked. Wow, how do they pull that off? Not even thinking. I know, naive, not even thinking, you know, I'm not really drinking brandy, you know? No, it wasn't what it appeared to be, is what I'm trying to tell you. Not what it was appearing to be. So we have to make sure, as children of God, that we are not misled. That we're not misled. That we get on the right roads, that we're hearing the right voice. And when we get God-minded, that's when you hear the soft voice of the Lord saying, I love you. Your receiver is strong. And you respond right back. You get it immediately. And you said, oh, I love you too, Jesus. I love you too, Jesus. What do you want me to do? He may say, I just wanted to tell you that I love you. I just want to talk to you. You got some time for me? I just want to be with you. Or he may say, I want to show you something that's going to help you in your day today. I want to show you something in my word. I know you've read this verse over and over, but I want to show you something different. Never stop and say, oh, but I've read that verse. You know how we are? Sometimes God is trying to show us a verse, and we're completing it for him. Oh, yeah, I know that one. Jeremiah 29, 11, I know, and here's the plans I have for you. Plans of prosperity, love. He's like, no, I need you to listen now. I want to show you something else in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's when you start to communicate with God. Hallelujah. Talking to God is that simple. It's that simple. It's hard to communicate with people in the world when you don't have God. If you haven't learned to communicate with God first, and you go out here and try to communicate with some of these raw edge individuals on jobs, in traffic, in your church, sitting on your pew, look around, that might be you. If you can't say okay, say ouch. But we have to take our time and make sure that we get into communication with God first. Then, with him inside of us, remember, greater is he that's in us, then we can be greater than those issues, those people that we have to deal with on a daily basis. Hallelujah. That's in the world. When you're born again, you can go boldly to God in prayer. You don't have to tiptoe around. You're his child. He loves you. He wants to talk to you. You don't have to go running and just asking every and anybody that you think that says that they pray. You don't have to go running. Can you pray for me? 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 Guess what? You can pray for you. I ask the question. First of all, just because they say they pray, you don't know who they're praying to. Hallelujah. Second of all, just because they say they will pray for you, it doesn't mean that they actually are. Some just say whatever. Some say, no, I want her to stay where she's at. No, she didn't come and ask me for prayer after what she said. She ain't said two words to me all year, but now this, or what she did to me 2 years ago. And some just may forget. But in the meantime, did you forget? Did you forget how downhearted you were? Did you forget that you were depressed? Did you forget that your body was wrecking with pain? Did you forget that your kids was just acting a holy nut? No, you didn't forget. But see, someone else may would have forgot to pray for you. So that's why I stand with you today to remind you, pray for yourself. Hallelujah. Always, you can go with your brothers and sisters. When two and three of us gather together and we believe, share. Then let's do it together. You can share with them and say, can you pray and believe with me? But when you have people praying for you, just for you, you have to be careful who you're opening up and who are they praying to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's move right along. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And again, just remembering, God, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ is our high priest in heaven. See, not only is he that, he is the great I am. So whatever you need him to be, that's who he is. But he is our high priest in heaven. He's also our brother. Because of the work he did at the cross. the work he did at the cross. When the last time you put in that kind of work? And because we're part of the royal holy family, we can be strong and bold when we pray. When we pray, we got to believe. We pray with believing that things are going to change, that things are going to be different. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we can come to him with boldness in our time of prayer. Again, prayer is the time when we have an audience with God. Hallelujah. Let's take a look at Hebrews 4, I think it's 14. Just a couple of verses here we want to look at. Hebrews 4 and 14 through 16. Hallelujah. And we're in the Old Testament. I'm sorry, we're in the New Testament. All right. All right. So let's go with it. Hebrews 4 and 14. It reads as, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, the word is what we need to keep with us. We need to learn more of the word. It's going to be what we need when we face the ones out in traffic on our jobs. We got to learn to communicate with God first. Get him inside of us. I was saying an example is actually if you're running in a marathon and Thursday, it is different stations that you don't have time to stop, but it's people there to give you something to drink, to put inside of you so you can go on that extra mile. But if you take that bottle of water or you take that cup, if you take the cup and however don't drink it and put it inside of you, then you can't blame anyone but yourself when you're laying in the hospital with dehydration. So it's the same with the word. If you walk around with the word somewhere in your car, in your home, on your desk, and many of us carry it under our arms everywhere. This is my sword. I must carry it everywhere. But if we're not reading the word, and then if we're not doing what the word tells us, we have not built a communication. We have not built a prayer of communication. We cannot communicate with the world until we have learned to communicate with Christ. Remember, greater as he that is within us. We're greater when we get him within us. Then we can face all of the issues and the people that's in the world. Greater that is he that is within us than he that's in the world. So we get him in us, and we have to be the one to turn that cup up and get him in us. We can conquer the things that is outside of us in the world. Amen? Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Moving right along here. Thank you, Jesus. So when we say, Heavenly Father, I boldly come to the throne of grace in Jesus' mighty name, something happens in the spiritual realm. You know, when we call God, he stands up. Jesus stands. He wants to know who's got it, who. He wants to know who's calling me. He knows. How can I help you? What do you need? That's why it's blasphemy to use the name of God in vain. When we call, he's there to answer. He wants to see what favor, what is it my child have done? That's why we need our communication to line to be complete. We can't have any gaps and breaks in our communication line. Because when life deals those blows, we can't afford to not be able to get through. Amen? Hallelujah. So, again, when we call our Heavenly Father and we tell him that we boldly come to the grace of in Jesus' mighty name, something begins to happen in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah for the day that we're going to be able to look behind the scenes. Hallelujah. And see the things that these eyes on this side can't show us. Oh, but it's going to be so much easier and so much simpler when we can look from the other side and see the whole time I thought I was going through this. It wasn't even for that purpose, but for this, because all of this was going on. Hallelujah. Believe even when you can't hear. Trust in God's word. Trust in him enough to know that it is something going on in the spiritual realm. I called my Father by his name, and it is something going on in the spiritual realm. It's as if the gates of heaven blew open. They blow open just for you. And the red carpet is rolled out. So you can walk right up and talk to God. You don't have to stand in line. You don't have to wait until you're promoted. You don't have to wait and get permission from your supervisor. Hallelujah. But being in communication with God gives you that access to God where you can, the red carpet is automatically rolled out for you. So this morning when you're dressing yourself, before you run out of to get to work, look in the mirror and remind yourself, God has rolled out the red carpet for me. Hallelujah. He's given me an opportunity to come and lay my burdens down. He said his mercies are renewed. They're new every day. He's given me opportunities to come and get the sin off of me. He understands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the opportunity to be in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where you can go boldly to the throne of mercy. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that every angel bows to the powerful name of Jesus. And they're clear the path for you. As God say, here is my son, or here is my daughter. And remember, we are not servants like it was in the Old Testament. Because of the blood that Jesus shed for us, even though we serve him, we are now members of the Holy Family. So when he speaks to you today and say, I love you, listen for the rest of it. It's my daughter. I'm with you. My son. I hear you, my daughter. I never leave you nor forsake you, my daughter, my son. We're part of the Holy Family. Regardless of where we at, what we got consumed with, who it is that we're messed up with, if we're still breathing, that's all we need. See, the reason why some people can't seem to reach God is because they don't have any boldness. They don't have any confidence. And then worst of all, they're just trying to feel him. People want to feel God. They want to feel what God's going to do for me. How did I feel about it? And then in this day and time, even in our churches, some people are looking just to entertain God. They think if I can just entertain God, I can fake this. You know, other people in here may be looking at me, so let me make sure I say amen at the right time. Let me make sure I pat my hands at the right time. Entertaining God. I'm going to fake this. But that's not truly trying to find that relationship with God. Your communication with God, everybody else fades away. I remember one time one of the ministers, she was telling me, she said, well, I tell you, in your praise and worship, she said, I don't know where you were because you were not here. And she just, we were like that. We could speak like that. So she just laughed and she was just, girl, you were just somewhere else and you were doing this sign and you were just moving your hands and you were just, you know, she said, you were just somewhere else. But you know what? It was fun for her to laugh at me because she understood. Because you know what? The world has to fade away. I don't care how big of the church is, how many people was around me. I needed a communication. When I commune with God. It's our relationship. And I don't want nothing, no sin, no unforgiveness, no fornication, no adultery, nor backbiting, nor procrastination. Hallelujah. I don't want any of that things to stand between me. I want that true relationship with God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The angels again just all magnify the Lord. And when you're praised, they're in praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus gave you an audience. He is your audience. He is your audience with God. He's your audience with God. Most of us, we need attention. So the attention we're seeking, they are our audience. They want to give you that attention. They want to give you that love. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Your feelings aren't a gauge telling you whether God is listening or not. Oh, well, I prayed tonight and I didn't feel, you know. People gauge whether he's listening or not about how they feel. So remember, something in the spiritual realm is happening. Whether you feel it, see it, or the manifestation comes immediately. Know that something in the spiritual realm is happening. That's when we have to trust him. That's when we go boldly to the throne, that we leave it there. And every time that the enemy tries to throw it back in our face to make us think of it again, we have to tell him, no, in the name of Jesus Christ, you and those thoughts must flee, because I know that's not the issue I carried before Christ. It may be identical, or you tried to copy it, but what I carried before Christ is swear, still before Christ. The devil can't go to the throne and pick it up and bring it to you. He may copy it and try to replay it over and over in your mind. You have to stand up and tell him, that's not going to happen. Amen? Hallelujah. Some people think the goosebumps are God's warning signals that he's in the building. But you know, goosebumps could be there because the air conditioner just kicked on. It might not have a thing to do with anything spiritual. When the people who gauge God's presence by goosebumps and how they feel. It's sort of like when a performer performs and his people, the people get all excited and they're just, you know, just crying and falling out. And then they have to tell you the show is over. The performer has left for tonight. And then you see all the screaming fans. They start bawling and feeling hopeless again, knowing that now that, you know, they're not, they got to go home without this person. See, those are emotions. But you can walk around full with the anointing all day long. That feeling that you get all day long, you can walk around just built up with confidence, built up with love, walking in the midst of a lot of people, but you're on your own in another different zone. You know? Amen? He's not leaving you. He's not going to forsake you. And it's not about your feelings. Let me tell you one last thing here. You don't have to scream your head off trying to get God's attention and gauge whether he's there according to the size of your goosebumps. God hasn't left the building. He never leaves the building. He's, where did we put him at? He's in us. He's in you. You're the temple of God, according to 1 Corinthians 6:9. So if you're saved, then God is always in your temple. He's always in your building. He is accessible to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that's some good news. He's in your temple. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word today. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for just being with us and being in our temples. We thank you, Jesus, for teaching us how to pray and the importance of praying, how to build a relationship through our prayers. We just come to you with just love and thanksgiving in our heart. We ask you to touch each and every person that is up this time of the morning in our live areas. We thank you all. For the ones that's in the chat room, God bless you all. Again, if you need prayer, or we most definitely enjoy praying with you, teaching you how to pray, getting any praying materials out in your hands to utilize. Remember, we don't want to hear, listen with the mind. That's our senses, because it's not going to make sense to us. We're going to say my five senses is not understanding this. And we don't want to just hear with the Spirit and do nothing, but we want to learn to hear with the Spirit and do something. Develop a spiritual perception by retraining our body, retraining our mind, our thoughts, how to be in communication with God. Remember, the tools for us to be in communication with God is prayer and reading the Word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everyone in Jesus' name. Now, I just want to take a moment to anyone out there who haven't met my friend. I got the greatest friend. If you have not met my friend, I just want to take out the time just to introduce you to the greatest friend you're ever going to need. The word friend, we say friend because he is our Father. He's our Redeemer. He's intimate with us. Hallelujah. He's everlasting. There's no end to him. He never ends. And he's our Deliverer. He's our Holy Dad. Hallelujah. If you just repeat these words. Dear Father, I am a sinner. I come to you and I ask you and I invite you to come and dwell within me. Come and be a part of my life. Dear Father, I ask you to touch each and every part of me. I accept your blood shed on the cross, the work that you did on the cross for me. I believe
that Jesus is the Son of God, and I accept all that it came on the cross for me. If you just prayed those prayers, congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Beginning this day, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. In our last few minutes here, we just want to invite anyone. We want to invite anyone who's in need of prayer right now. Give us a call. The number again is 210-264-5287. You can always reach us here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Evangelist Von Dumas. That's Evangelist Von, V-O-N, Dumas, D-U-M-E-S. You can also leave us a voicemail at the number if we're not there to be reached. Also, you can call us in. Anytime we're online, we would love to hear from you. Be a guest call-in at 646-652-4916. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since we have just a few minutes here, we wanted to, excuse me, take a few minutes and just turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Because someone may ask you today, what do you mean that you're a new creature in Christ? How do you know that you're a new creature in Christ? Where did you find that in the Bible? You know how it is, and misery loves company, and they never want to see you delivered, never want to see you set free, never want to see you get from out of Lodabar. So let's have the scripture for them. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, if you're looking for Corinthians, if you're looking in the New Testament, look in the New Testament, and you have Matthew, Mark, Luke. I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead. Ready? Okay, good. Looking for Corinthians. We have 2 Corinthians. We're looking for 1 and 2. This, what we're looking at, is going to be in 2 Corinthians. But as I was saying, in the New Testament, you would look for, it's going to come right after Romans. And, of course, 2 Corinthians is going to come after 1 Corinthians. But we're going to start by doing Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. After Romans, we have 1 Corinthians, and then you would find 2 Corinthians. We're going to look at today 2 Corinthians 5:17. However, God is telling me to just go ahead and go over the books of the New Testament. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrew, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, John 1, John 2, John 3, Jude, and then Revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're do that again on our next broadcast, just to, it's good to know where you can find the word at. Good to know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so here we are, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Tells you, I just want to go back just a little bit. Let's go back to 14. For Christ's love compels us. It's not about damnation and you're going to hell if you don't do this or you don't do that. It's not about that. But it's the love of Christ that compels man to the Lord. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one
died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Excuse me. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Okay? Verse 5. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Now, this is about the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 17 we come to. Therefore, if anyone, that's you, sister, that's you, brother, regardless of where you've been in your life, what you've done in your life, but if anyone is in Christ, and if you have Christ now inside of you, if Christ is now in your building, he is a new creature. You are not that same person. You're walking around, and they're going to be able to tell it. They're going to watch you. They're going to look at every move that you make. They're going to try to convince you that you are you. Don't set yourself up for failure. Keep your communication going with the Lord. Keep that prayer line open. Don't put any gaps in it. Don't take it just one night to go back out drinking. Don't take just one night to go back out smoking, to shoot the bottle. It only takes one time. Every addict I saw, every crackhead, every heroin addict, any addiction that I've ever saw, every alcoholic, all started with one drink, one hit, one whatever it was. One pornography movie. It started with one. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away. The old has gone. It's gone. That's what baptism is about. It just signifies that the old man is dead. Let's bury it. And we rise up. The new has come. All this is from God, who reconciles us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. God is the God who is there for us. He's our ambassadors. We are Christ's ambassadors. Hallelujah. As though Christ was making his appeal through us. So when you live your life today, remember, it's not just about you, but you're died. Your life is gone. It's gone. It's passed away. Get into a Bible teaching church. Pray that God sends you in the right direction for that husband or wife. Don't linger on trying to find that husband or wife. Stay in connection with the Lord. Keep him in you. And all of that will work out. That stuff will work out for you. It'll work out. Believe in the Lord. All of those things. You'll be able to communicate better on that job while you're waiting for that answer for the next one. Oh, me too. I'm waiting now. God has shown me that my job is going to be something different. There's too many places he has me that he wants me to go pray and show and sow seed and do things. And it's an international ministry. So I can't hold down this here manager's position at this company and do these things. But until that time, I'm the best manager that I can be. Understand? Amen? I'm not pouting and huffing and puffing. And I'm very, very close now. Thank you, Jesus. And when I got to that close mark, he showed me. He put it in my spirit. Now, when I went to work that morning, I didn't feel any different. But when he put it in my spirit, he didn't say, oh, today is your day. But he definitely let me know, you're close now. It won't be much longer. So now, because knowing that, the enemy has sometimes tried to, you know, see can he get to me by, see if things will get into my nerves. I said, no. I've come too far to turn around now and end up having to be stuck there even longer. No. Do as I've always done. I'd lift my head. I keep my communication line open. I continue to build a relationship through prayer. I continue to hear God with a spiritual perception. I use my tools, prayer, reading the word, communicating with the Lord. And I know all of those things that he showed to me, they have to come to pass. In the meantime, do I still have to get him go to the job? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But I know, I go knowing that there are things happening in the spiritual realm. Sisters and brothers, in the spiritual realm, things are happening on your behalf right now in the spiritual realm. In the spiritual realm, things are moving right now on your behalf. Hallelujah. You have an audience with God, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Sisters, brothers, enjoy your Monday, February 2nd. Time is just moving on, isn't it? Groundhog's Day, I think, isn't it? It's just the 3rd. It's Monday, Groundhog's Day. God bless you all. I wonder what a groundhog sees shadow. God bless all of the ones that are going through difficult times with the weather right now, too. Just a quick prayer. God bless all of the ones that may be cold right now or without electricity and stuck in ice storms. And I've been there. I know what that's like without electricity because of that. God bless the ones that are hungry or the transportation is no longer with them. Whatever the situations, may we not take it for granted that it could be us. So we pray for them. Even though we said in 76-degree weather here, I know somebody is worse off. Somebody don't have that. So we may we not complain about it here when somebody else is, would love to be in our shoes. So we pray for all of our sisters and brothers. And again, if the ministry can help you in any way, please don't hesitate. It is a blessing from God to you. From God, for you to get in touch and let us know of your need. Again, you can, this is Evangelist Vaughn, that's V-O-N, Dumas, D as in David, U-M-E-S, Evangelist Vaughn Dumas, out of San Antonio, Texas, with Tri Anointed Ministries, also the chaplain for Women in Power for the Texas chapter, and the president for Women in Power for the San Antonio local chapter. God bless you. The number to reach us is 210-264-5287. Or walk with me, God, at AOL.com. Or walk with me, Lord, at Yahoo.com. God bless you. You be the best daughter or son that you can be today. And remember, God is with you. Right now, he's clearing out your pathway. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Until the next time, have a blessed day. Bye.